Live up next, it's football as Scott City gets their season going here Friday night. It'll be at home against the Cimarron Blue Jays. Military Appreciation Night there at the Darner Field, 7 o'clock kickoff for Scott City and Cimarron. We've got a couple of seniors joining us here on the show. We'll start off with senior Lawson Bailey. And how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing amazing, Adam. You having a good day yourself?
Yeah, so far so good. You're just getting ready for Friday and the rest of the week here. But yeah, this week has been a little toasty here out of practice, but you know, it's probably a good thing as well because it's going to be warm again when you kick it off on Friday.
Yeah, it will be hot. It's supposed to be like 98. Hopefully by 6 we'll start to cool down. But practice has for sure been hot, been sweating a lot more than normal. But, you know, it gets us ready for the game.
Yeah, you're back. You had an unfortunate injury last year, and you're back at it here. And I bet the first day you put on the pads is like, all right, I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, I was very excited to be back, and even going to that jamboree in Grape Inn, it was very exciting.
Well, you know, last week, I think with what you guys are trying to do system-wise and learning a new terminology, how much do you feel like that benefited you seeing some other competition?
You know, I think it benefited us because we weren't sure exactly how we were going to do it full on against other teams that weren't just like our backup guys. We were playing full on varsity guys trying to kill us. So it was very beneficial.
And you're at one of those halfback positions this year again, and you've moved a little bit on the defense. You're now a defensive end, and you're right up there among the thick of things. What's that been like first couple weeks there?
The first week was definitely a little difficult. I wasn't sure what to exactly look for. It's kind of similar going from outside linebacker, though, to defensive end. And I think over this week, I for sure gotten a lot better.
All right. And, you know, you take a look, you go Friday night at home against Cimarron and then get three on the road. But the senior season, how do you maybe kind of embrace things as you go through the year?
You know, I think we just got to go out there and give it our best, of course. Every game we play, it's just what we got to do. And I think we can do pretty well.
Yeah, I think it should be a pretty fun year as well. That's senior Lawson Bailey joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks as always, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right, once again, senior Lawson Bailey joining us here. Now we bring up senior offensive lineman, defensive lineman, and Adrian Elder. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you. Well, here you go. Last go around, and you know, is it kind of sunk in? This is your last first game coming up?
Oh, yeah, it definitely. Yeah, I mean, I've thought about it for quite a bit. I mean, we definitely got to, like, push more than – I got to push more than what I have before because it's the last ride for sure. So.
And I know you've definitely been pushed pretty well in practice so far this year. A little different up-tempo there, a quicker pace. Do you like that? Do you feel like that prepares you for game situations?
Oh, it's definitely preparing me, I'd say.
Yeah, but no, you've been able to survive that. You play right tackle again, and you're on the defensive line there. And learning the new system, how's that been for you?
It was really hard at first, and I was getting frustrated at first because it was just so much different, like different from what we've been doing since like seventh grade. So it was hard at first, but it's definitely got easier as we've went along. So,
well, I think you gotta like it because it's break that hello real quick, and boom, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah,
but you know, I know you take a lot of pride being on the offensive line and maybe going for those pancakes, right?
Yeah.
Do you get served pancakes for how many you have a game afterwards?
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't think so. But.
No. Okay. Well, maybe you could start a trend there, huh?
Maybe.
Maybe. All right. But what would you like to see as you go through this season? Because especially your senior season, it goes fast.
Well, I mean, when you're talking to Lawson about on the road, like I mean, at first it kind of seems like a bad thing, but I like getting wins on the road, and I mean that actually like motivates me maybe a little bit, you know, to keep pushing every week. So I mean, and I just look forward to seeing all the guys try their best practice and at the games.
All right, well, hopefully it's a good one for you as well, and I know it's got to be pretty excited to get going on Friday night at home against Cimarron, and thanks again for joining me here, Adrian, and good luck to you this year.
Thank you.
All right, once again, senior lineman Adrian Elder joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware as now we bring in head coach Jim Turner, who is, I looked back and I was like, he's already into year seven as a head coach. Coaches, does it feel like it's year seven already as a head coach?
I feel pretty old. I don't know.
Well, from last year to this year, you do have quite a few players coming back that have had significant varsity experience and putting in a new offensive system during the offseason. How have you seen the players respond to everything that you've guys been able to put in since really the beginning of June?
Well, I think we've seen, you know, from summer on, we started that clinic in the summer early, but even in the weight room, just more excitement mm-hmm. and kind of a attitude leading up to it. But the clinic, they picked up pretty quick on it. I thought, mm-hmm. you know, it's all new terminology 100% across the board. We don't have a single play called the same thing we had last year. There are some of the same plays, just kind of out of the pistol, you know, which gives mm-hmm. everybody a different look. But, you know, I think the terminology has simplified some things for them. And, you know, some of the plays are a little wordy, but they're only listening for certain parts of it. So, you know, a lineman doesn't have to know, you know, which guy's going in motion. They just mm-hmm. got to know the hole and you know, who's pulling, who they need to leave unblocked, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Well, and I've noticed you mentioned the weight training in the summer. It really looked like a lot of your kids put a lot of bulk on.
Yeah, I think we've had a little weight. We've gotten faster. You know, we ran every day in the weight room this summer instead of Tuesdays and Thursdays in July. You know, we lifted 5 days a week, where in July we were going 3 days before. So we kind of increased running and lifting. Mm-hmm. But I think even throughout the winter, you know, the kids were working pretty mm-hmm. hard. And, you know, everybody we have is 10 to 15, some cases 20, 25 pounds heavier and a lot stronger than they were last year.
And, you know, you've had a couple weeks here. Last week you had your jamboree down at Great Bend. And, I mean, this is your, I think, the third or fourth year of having the jamboree. Of course, you didn't have it in 2020. But with learning everything in the new system against a different opponent other than your scout team, I think that had to be very beneficial for you guys.
Yeah, you know, Lawson kind of said it, you know, we're going against another varsity team. We're at practice, you're going against, you know, we've got two defenses going, so mm-hmm. we're back and forth, but one of them's pretty young, you know, and the other guys are kind of our JV, a mix of JV and maybe varsity on one side but not the other. I mean, the best kids we can get over there, but we moved the ball quite well at practice, you know. So to see another team's varsity was a big deal. And I, you know, the things we saw we didn't like. We needed mm-hmm. more of a sense of urgency. I kind of felt like we came out pretty strong, and then we were flat after that. So a little bit of lack of focus. So I mean, that's the great thing about the scrimmage. You can kind of mm-hmm. see those things in a scrimmage situation instead of the first game.
And, well, you look ahead here to Friday, and it's Cimarron coming to town. Second straight year you guys get to host Cimarron, and it's going to be a whole new look, really, for them. New coach and a lot of new faces on that side. And I guess, what have you been able to see or find out with Cimarron as you look ahead to Friday?
Well, exchanging films with them from the scrimmage, their battery went dead on their camera, so we only got 16 offensive plays and about the same on defense to look at. You know, so not a lot, and I think they're pretty vanilla in what they were doing mm-hmm. at the scrimmage anyway. So we're kind of practicing. They're in a spread game, practicing with a lot of variety stuff, you know, different stuff we've seen over the years. We just have our scout team run the 16 plays we saw and then about 30 more. So
yeah. Well, and I know it's got to be pretty exciting. It's military night, and I know the kids always get pretty excited for that every year.
Yeah, you know, I think they're just excited to play a game. Yeah. It wasn't the season we wanted wasn't last year at all. I mean, nobody mm-hmm. was satisfied with that. And I think the – you know, I'm kind of hoping there's a little chip on their shoulder after last year because a lot of these guys played and some had to play because mm-hmm. of injuries, you know. But, you know, I think they're pretty excited.
I think it should be a pretty fun start. I know it's going to be a little toasty there at first, but hopefully that sun sets a little quicker. And
it'll be nicer game time than any of our practices have been, so we'll be all right.
Oh, absolutely. And are there any big rule changes this year?
Intentional grounding is gone. As long as you're outside the free blocking zone, which is basically outside the offensive tackles, you know, and you get it past the line of scrimmage, you can throw it over in the track and hit a cheerleader. You can throw it up in the bleachers. It doesn't have to be in the vicinity of a receiver. So it's more like your college and pro stuff, you know. So it gives the quarterback a little more freedom to protect himself. If you get outside the pocket and there's just nobody open, you can just chuck it on the track. So that's probably the biggest one.
Okay. All right. Sounds good there. Once again, Coach Jim Turner joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Scott City taking on Cimarron Friday night. Thanks again for the time, Coach, and good luck to you.
We'll see you then.